Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi, everyone. Happy August. Yes, yes. Yours truly celebrated a fantastic birthday, doing a little River Roman with the Tilleries. I tell you what, there's nothing better than being outdoors in Florida and being able to discover so many hidden treasures. And our guest here today happens to represent one of Indian River County's best hidden treasures. And hopefully it won't be so secretive anymore after today's broadcast. Before I introduce you all to this amazing lady, I want to give a shout out to my people over at White Glove Moving Storage and Delivery. You know, if anyone is moving in your circle of influence, right? Perhaps you like them, perhaps you don't, maybe you want them to move. Great. Still mention White Glove. It's always a free estimate, local, nationwide moving. We're an interstate agent with Beacons. We would love to be able to help with all the heavy lifting. I always like to joke that my men love stairs and elevators, so you don't have to. It's a thing, though. I mean, so many people are moving out of condos to be able to have more space in this COVID climate. And there are more first-time home buyers right now than ever before. Because they say, listen, I don't want to rent in an apartment. I don't want this condo dwelling any longer. I need a little bit more space for myself and my family. And with that being said, we would love to help get you there. And our friends over at Caliber Home Loans can talk to you about being that first-time home buyer. Florida has some great packages. They have some great incentives for first-time home buyers. And so Caliber can get you into the home of your dreams that you can afford. Put your dish wherever you wish. It's going to be awesome. And if you come to Indian River County, you can become a member over at the Environmental Learning Center. That's right. Here in the studio today, our beautiful Barbara Schlipford, Environmental Learning Center Executive Director. She is one busy lady. Perhaps you've seen her recently. She was on the cover of the paper with her bright blue hair, raising awareness and funds for our waterways, which is a direct derivative of the Environmental Learning Center. So, welcome, sweetheart. I am so glad you and I are spending a lot of time together because it's going to be a busy year.
Hi, Anna. Thanks. It's always great to see you and chat with you about all the exciting things going on here in our community.
That is the case. You know, we had to pivot, right? COVID made everybody pivot. Yet you were blessed in the scenario that ELC's outside. It's a safe place to be and to explore.
It is, and we kept our outdoor campus open pretty much the entire time. There was a short period of time where we even closed the outdoor campus, but we do want to be that safe haven for the community. We like for them to think of the Environmental Learning Center as an extension of their backyard, a place where they come to hang out with family, to learn, to read a book, have some fun outside.
And, you know, honestly, you are never going to go to the Environmental Learning Center and not come away with some awe-inspiring moment of something that you saw in nature that will be forever categorized in your brain somewhere as like that moment that you saw that butterfly do this, or that, you know, this one time I took my son, who's going to be turning 14 in just a few months, and we were walking and just enjoying everything, and out of the blue, I got brushed by a bee, and it was my first bee sting. So I have a moment that I will never forget about the Environmental Learning Center. I also learned there after that I was allergic to bees.
Well, that is not a positive experience.
Sure it is, because we went back the very next week and finished out our hike. And it was like, but now I learned something, and I would have never like had that knowledge had I not have been outside. And like my son and I think about it all, like this is a memory, it happened, we laugh about it now, and like let's go to the ELC.
Well, we do love our pollinators.
That's right.
They're quite necessary, and so I'm sorry you got stung.
No, your staff was amazing. They helped me out right away and off, you know, it was just, but now you can do so much. How about these see-through canoes?
Yep, we got those.
Oh my gosh.
Donated a little over a year ago, and even though our lagoon is not always clear enough to see a great depth through them, you still feel like a barrier has been removed between you and nature. You feel more connected to the water. And that's really what we're all about, is connecting people to nature, not only for the environmental learning that takes place, but really just for their own personal health benefits.
I mean, oh, yeah.
Time in nature has been shown time and again to, you know, decrease the negative things that we experience as humans, such as stress, anxiety, and chaos, and it restores the positive things like a sense of well-being, calmness, depression is decreased, and blood pressure decreased. So there really is just everybody should make time to get outside somewhere a little bit every day. It just is very important to our health.
You are speaking the truth, my darling. I mean, ever since launching River Roman with the Tillers, it's like you go on the water and you are recharged. Everything is all right again. And then you can go out and conquer another day.
It is. It never fails to do that reset and bring perspective. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, you know, when you get out there in the wide open outdoors, it just really makes you realize how tiny we are in comparison to the whole grand scheme of things. And, you know, somehow it just always empowers me in particular to just, you know, go forth calmly and do my thing after I have that time.
You guys
in
have
nature.
New customized face masks that say something just like that.
We do.
We're going to post that on our Facebook page here for the Vero Insider. I'd love that.
They say they're, some people call them, what are they called?
Well, they're
fishing,
like the face. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we call them fandanas, and you can even get them wet and wear them around your neck, and they keep you cool out in the heat. But we use them as a face mask as well.
Yeah, because you can keep it down around your neck and then just pull it up.
Pull it up, and you can even double it up if you want.
Absolutely.
Two layers. And so we're not claiming that it's CDC approved or anything like that. You'll have to investigate yourself. But the tagline on it is calm, cool, and connected. So that's,
with the ELC.
Right.
I love
it. That's what we're about.
DiscoverELC.org is the website, folks, because there you can check out the different opportunities. You can, are we doing the boat rides? Are the pontoon boat rides happening?
Oh, yes. We have a lot going on, even though right now our indoor campus is closed to the general public. We have the pontoon trips running, and not just our usual two, which is up to Pelican Island National Wildlife Refuge. And then we have a Spoil Island Splash, where you can go on to a Spoil Island and then swim. So we've added two new ones, one up to the Sebastian Inlet called Feathers and Fins.
Love.
And that's a little
You're
bit longer.
You're guaranteed to see plenty of birds and dolphins on your route.
And then we have another Survivor Island style trip where you can go with your family or group, and you go to an island and you learn survivor type skills, starting fires and cooking. And so, yeah, that's a special new trip that we have. And we are running our pontoon trips at half capacity so that we can make sure we're physically distancing and keeping everyone safe. But being outdoors is, you know, the safest place to be.
Absolutely.
Really. And so we also have our kayak and see-through canoe and regular canoe rentals or guided trips. So you can go on your own or you can go with one of our guides. And so that's a great thing to take advantage of. And we are open 7 days a week, and we do private trips in addition to all of our regularly scheduled ones. So and then also right now we have, since we weren't able to offer our amazing summer camps.
Yeah.
We are offering family adventures. So you can come with a group of up to eight people, and you can choose from three activities. There's a whole list of things like our aquarium experience, the pond dip netting, seining, cooking over an open fire, fort building out in the wild. And you can choose any three, and it's just $80 for a 2-hour experience for up to eight people. So it's a really good value, and those are led by our environmental educators. And so those can be planned at any time, 7 days a week. So you just
call us.
And since
we have two more weeks of summer, in Indian River County.
Right. So
I mean, you might, why not? You know, I think sometimes life is so busy that we don't often get to take the time. As Americans, we just work really hard. And when they just passed this new extension, I looked at my family. I said, I'm booking another little camping trip. And like, this is like the best solution. If you can't really take that extra time off, but you know you have a day or two in your PTO bank, folks, you owe it to your family to have this mini adventure. That's what that 2-week extension is. It's like one last hoorah before this new norm reset, going with the kids into school and so forth. Like one outside adventure that you're going to remember forever. You owe it to yourself and your family.
I love that river tripping with the Tilleries.
River Roman.
With the Tilleries and like river tripping.
Yeah, that's kind of fun too.
And yeah, I'd love to connect that somehow to the ELC so our folks can kind of see what your experience is like. So it encourages people to get out there
and explore
the outdoors.
I mean, Florida is so big and so diverse, and we're very fortunate. I mean, and too often we just don't take advantage. I mean, how many times do you hear people say that they never make it to the beach, yet our beach is right over the bridge? It's not even complicated. You don't even have to make a turn. You can just go straight and you're going to dead end into it. So one of the things that I'm most excited about with the ELC at this point is that not only did they put you in this position to like think outside the box, but COVID threw everyone a curveball and you thought, you know, I've got this idea. This is going to like do great things for our community. At the same time, be a ELC is going to be the backdrop for it, because you guys were already in motion building this like super awesome event pavilion. And, you know, events are going to be different in the future and so on and so forth. And yet you were able to think outside the box and blend talent and a fun community adventure, really, into a way that you can highlight the ELC and get a lot more families and individuals showcasing the good things, their talent, things that we've been able to harvest and cultivate in the past 14 weeks, more so than probably ever before. So congratulations on the launch of Indian River's Got Talent.
Thank you. We are very excited about it. And like you said, I've had this idea that's just been mulling around in there for a decade or so. And so I was talking to my team about it, thinking it was like a, you know, down the road kind of a thing. And then I just realized, you know, right now is when the community needs this. And we can launch this virtually.
Yep.
And especially our youth need something positive to focus on. They've been out of school for quite some time. As a mother, you know. And, you know, they've had to be so focused on isolating and their health and figuring out how to learn remotely. And then all of this unrest with the, you know, racial justice issues. And so I just wanted to have our community focus on something positive and unifying.
Yeah.
And so this is really going to be a lot of fun. We're going to launch the youth division first and then the adult division later.
Yeah.
But we do plan for this to be an annual big event for the community going forward. And so people will just be able to submit their talent with a video submission, very simply going to our website, and there's a little form you fill out with your contact information, mm-hmm. and you upload your 2-minute or under video link. You can just record them right on your cell phone. So the youth submission deadline is September 15th.
Yep.
So we still have about another month and a half for kids to practice their acts, and they can get it just as perfect as they can, because they can just,
you know,
it's not live.
We got time.
And they can record it again and again until they get the version that they like and then submit it. And then we will have different contests along the way, more information about that later. And it is just $5 to submit, but if that's an issue for anyone, we do have scholarships available and there's
directions.
Which
is awesome, because as a small business right now, you know, there's not a lot of that face-to-face networking and a lot of the things that we used to be able to do to help get awareness out about our brand. And we've created this awesome package that for just $100, businesses can, you know, put these dollars in a little bank, if you will, and we can have a number of families that would benefit from the assistance of that scholarship to have it at their disposal. And they just email the ELC and we give them a little code. Right. So small businesses, for $100, you're going to be branded on the Indian River's Got Talent website for the duration of our contest. So it's a very nominal investment that's going to have some great exposure, because families are going to go on, they're going to submit, we're going to put this out to the public for voting down the road. I mean, this is going to be, you're going to get that visual branding, and it's, you know, you submit your logo with your $100 and bam, you know, you're there and it's a clickable thing. It's going to be exciting. So real quick, before we go on a short commercial, Barbara, let's just quickly let people know what the website is, where they can go, because I'm sure they're like, oh my gosh, my son, my daughter, my niece, my nephew, like, ah, and they're going to be so excited. They're going to be jazzed. They're going to tell their family. Where do they go?
So they go to discoverelc.org/IRGT.
IRGT, Indian River's Got Talent.
And even if they just get to discoverelc.org, it's very clear how to get to the specific page. So yeah, check it out. And if a business wants to sponsor, that's where your logo would go. And
and the email's right there, so you can just, you know, click and submit, and away we go. So we are just going to take a quick commercial break. Remember, there's a number of sponsors of this program. I'd like to give a special thank you to True Colors. I'm looking at Barb's blue hair. And at True Colors, you know, I just got my hair touched up, and it's all very safe, right? You wear your mask. It's a big salon, so everyone's socially distanced. And they do evening hours, and it always fits into your budget. It's just like the best, right? I love True Colors. And a gal came out with purple hair, and, you know, that was her intention. Like, it wasn't like a surprise. Like, no, she came in very driven to get purple hair. And I'm just saying, like, people are just doing lots of causes, and hers was for domestic violence. Like, she was going to be on the cover of a photo shoot, and I was like, oh, and my girl Barb just did blue hair, you know? So it's just really quite fun. So special thank you to True Colors. You can check out all of our sponsors at theveroinsider.com. We'll be back with more in store about Indian River's Got Talent and the Environmental Learning Center. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving, along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
It's a whole new month, ladies and gents. Just look positive, look forward. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the mostest. Shout out to Foxy Nails. They always keep me looking foxified. Open 7 days a week. Make your appointment. Wear your mask. They also have a bunch of hand sanitizer and face mask available for purchase. So I don't want to, like, tell you what to do. However, you can literally make sure that you have hand sanitizer for all of your kids' classes and get a pedicure or a manicure or both all at the same time. Like, bam, done. You are welcome. And they have the best prices in town. I'm just saying. So thank you to Foxy Nails. And White Glove, you know, they're hiring. So if you know of anybody that is strong and strapping and they're looking for a full-time position with great benefits, come join my White Glove family. The marketing girl is great. She's really a hoot.
She's the best.
She's the best. Here in the studio, Barbara Schlipp Ford. She's our executive director over at the Environmental Learning Center. And they have just launched this new community project. It's going to be super fun. It's geared towards our kids right now. We're going to do an adult contest in the months to come. Indian River's Got Talent. And she happened to recruit a great MC for this viral launch of what we're going to do to help get kids active, to showcase some of their talent, musicians, singers, dancers, you know, mimes. I mean, there's just any, if you got talent, we want you there. So, Barb, let's talk about our committee. Let's give a shout out to all of our fellow committee members.
So I realized, wow, I'm going to need the community to be connected to this event to make it a huge success. So I reached out to, you know, some of my key people in the community, and every single one of them said, absolutely fantastic idea. I'm all in. And we have folks on our committee such as Amber Batchelor, who's now the director of the Women's Business Center, We Venture at FIT. We have Miss Anna Valencia Tillery of White Glove Moving Storage and our famous radio host. We have Andrew Curry, owner and director of Dance Space, Brandon Putzke of Treasure Coast Percussion and Soul Jam and many other bands that he's a member of. Brittany Melchiori from the Sebastian Chamber, Crystal Bujol from the Gifford Youth Orchestra, Dee Dee Williams from Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, and licensed school mental health counselor, Dory Stone, president of the Indian River Chamber, Doug Heron, executive director of the Education Foundation, Dr. Katie Nall with IRSC, and Mark Wygonik with the Cultural Council, Milo Thornton from the Sheriff's Department, Oscar Sales from Riverside Theater, Priscilla Rodriguez helping us with social media, and we just, Dr. Deborah Long from the School District, John Putzke from Vero Beach Theater Guild, and Theater in the Round over at Costa.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe Coakley from Marine Bank, Reverend Jack Deal from the Interfaith Community. So we just have, you know, the business community, the schools, the nonprofits, the faith community pulled into this because we really want everyone to help us get the word out get as many submissions as possible, because it's just a celebration of our people in the community.
Yeah, it's all very positive. There's not going to be one iota of anything negative coming out of this. This is just showcasing everyone's abilities and diversity. And it will be broken down into categories. So within the youth categories, we're going to do elementary, middle school, and high school. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So remember, discoverelc.org. This is where you can live link and submit and figure out what the protocol is if you have more questions. Real quick, though, we have about a minute left of the program. And I want to make sure that families know that there's Nature Near You kits available at the ELC. I love this idea.
We needed to pivot to do outreach, and so our amazing education team created these Nature Near You kits, and they're all different themed, like birds and color and light, and so they're $15 each, but they have six lessons and hours of fun and equipment in there. So you can just go on our website and see all the different themes and order them right there. You could swing through and we could bring them out to you. But the folks that have been using them just rave about them, and we think they're pretty special. So we'd like everybody to check them out. They're mainly geared for 6 to 11-year-olds.
Perfect. And remember, you can have some family fun adventures through the ELC, too. There's just a whole array of things to explore right here in our own backyard. And you just make it so easy and cost effective. And, you know, in the springtime, we'll be unveiling that brand new pavilion. And that's where we're going to do the finale of Indian River's Got Talent. So this is going to be something where, ladies and gentlemen, stay engaged. Check them out on Facebook. Submit. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just what this community needed. So, Barbara, thank you so much for being on the show. Thanks for allowing me to piggyback on this amazing adventure that's going to be perfect for our community. Until next week, folks. Know where to go, what to try, and how to give back. The Vero Insider. Cheers.